to dry my pants. Was X-Ray Specs with Plastic Bag. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Punk Piro here on KRVS 88.7. I'm Reagan, and this is part 2 of 2 of the anniversary special. If you missed part 1, it is over on KRVS.org, so go listen to it, and then come back and listen to this. Or if you're listening to this live, listen to this, and then part 1. Alright, cool. Sounds like a good deal. As you can tell, I'm still pretty pumped riding that anniversary wave, so let's get the show going with some Millions of Dead Cops with My Family is a Little Weird.
My family's just a little weird. Daddy wears a dress and mommy goes to bed. All the neighbors, they complain all the time. They're like, don't understand my kind. Brothers thrown out of school, junkies in the kiddie pool, Big Brother's in city jail, mom and dad won't pay his bail, Big Sister complains all the time, she's hooked on bars and wine, all my aunts are lying whores, all my uncles are drinking bores, bring myself up to high school kids, but we don't care if mine is on the skids, no one seems to understand, not sure if I'm a woman or a man, my family's just a little weird, short family's just a little weird, my family's just a little weird, short family's just a little weird.
Right through the night, where I am.
Was the Undertones with Teenage Kicks and local Lafayette band Speech Fuzz with Female Autonomy. Next up is Gary Newman's M.E. Me.
We'll be right back. can I put in something like, this is American music, take one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music, baby?
Thank you.
Violent Femmes with American Music, and Vice Squad with Latex Love. You're listening to Punk Piero here on KRVS 88.7, and next up is obviously The Cure's Six Different Ways.
Back to you. I think that
was Depeche Mode with Blasphemous Rumors and Tuxedo Moon with No Tears. Let's keep this anniversary show rolling with the ever-classic Suicidal Tendencies Institutionalized. All he wanted was a Pepsi.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. They're like, I try hard to do it, and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me. There's pills on the side. It's got to be a suicide, so come and bring one, but not. You will have it. I'm not crazy, here's the desire. You're the one that's crazy, here's the desire. You're driving me crazy, here's the desire. They take me in an institution that was the only solution to give me needed professional to take me from the enemy myself. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall thinking about everything. But then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. Called my name and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay. I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking. You're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi, just one Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me, just a Pepsi. She was doing with her knees, not even back to see her knees, just yucky, just lazy, it's a good deal, crazy. I'm not crazy, here's the dessert. You're the one that's crazy, here's the dessert. You're trying to be crazy, here's the dessert. They stick me in an institution that was the only solution to get me from best love to take me from the enemy myself. I was sitting in my room, and my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. And I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're going to hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say no to people crazy, leave me suffering every day. By the time they think I had better leave, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy, here's the dessert. You're the one that's crazy, here's the dessert. You're driving me crazy, here's the dessert. They take me in and it's just a dead one. The only person you need is a good love to take you from the enemy myself. Doesn't matter, I'll probably get hit by a car anyway.
We'll be right back.
was Rites of Spring with All There Is, and Lafayette Band Pharmacist Always on Duty with Brown Fox, Come In Brown Fox. You're listening to Punk Pyro here on KRVS 88.7, and don't worry, it ain't over just yet. I can't believe I haven't played any ska yet, so here's the specials with Friday Night, Saturday Morning.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go at the Locarno. No, when my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Bouncers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night.
Was I Wrote Haikus About Cannibalism in Your Yearbook with Untitled 3. You think I wasn't gonna put them in there? Of course I was gonna put them in there. You're listening to Punk Piro here on KRVS 88.7, and sadly, it is about that time. Just a reminder that programming on KRVS comes to you each week through the generous support of listeners like you and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Like I said, this is part two of the anniversary episodes, so it is ending tonight, sadly, but you can always listen to part one and re-listen to this one over on KRVS.org anytime you want. How did you enjoy this anniversary episode, this anniversary special, if you will? Let me know over on my Instagram at PunkPiroRadio. And if you have a song you want me to play, please let me know. I would love to play your favorite song on here. So before I go, I do have a little bit of a surprise. I, with these little gremlin hands, have made some cool little Punk Piro merch, and you can find it over on my Instagram. There should be a link to, I think I'm going to sell it through Etsy. We're going to see how it goes. But there's koozies, buttons, some patches, magnets. I don't know. I felt a little DIY creative, so, you know, enjoy you some if you want. Alright, y'all, I'm going to be ending the episode this week with the first song that was ever played on Punk Piro. It is the Dead Milkmen with Punk Rock Girl. Alright, I am out of here. Y'all have a good week. I will see you here next Thursday night, Friday morning for another new episode of Punk Piro. And until then, stay safe, wear your mask, don't be a dum-dum, okay? I love you. Bye!
Saturday, I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead.
Punk rock girl,
please look at
punk
me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know.
Punk rock girl, give me a chance.
Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin'. So we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal.
Punk rock girl, it makes no sense.
Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. And security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen.
Punk rock girl,
you look so wild. You and me, eat fudge, banana swirl, just you and me.